A political emergency brings out the cornpone opinion in fine force in its two chief varieties, the pocketbook variety, which has its origin in self-interest, and the bigger variety, the sentimental variety, the one which can't bear to be outside the pale, can't bear to be in disfavor, can't endure the averted face and the cold shoulder, wants to stand well with his friends, wants to be smiled upon, wants to be welcome, wants to hear the precious words, "He's on the right track," uttered perhaps by an ass, but still an ass of high degree, an ass whose approval is gold and diamonds to a smaller ass, and confers glory and honor and happiness and membership in the herd. For these gauds, many a man will dump his lifelong principles into the street and his conscience along with them. We have seen it happen in some millions of instances. Men think they think upon great political questions, and they do, but they think with their party, not independently. They read its literature, but not that of the other side. They arrive at convictions, but they are drawn from a partial view of the matter in hand and are of no particular value. They swarm with their party. They feel with their party. They are happy in their party's approval, and where the party leads, they will follow, whether for right and honor, or through blood and dirt, and a mush of mutilated morals.